Welcome, everybody, to Sticks and Bones. This is Hector. This is episode 4. We're going to be talking about the Nganga and a little bit about mediums, people that can see, that can hear spirits and stuff like that. Okay, so Palo Briumba Congo, this religion, we have Ngangas. Ngangas are the cauldrons. They're the cauldrons that they can be metal cauldrons, wooden cauldrons, ceramic cauldrons, or like sack cauldrons. So the Nganga is, it's a receptacle of the power of the practitioner. So what that means is that all the powers that were put in there during the creation of the Nganga, all the powers are in there. It's holding all the powers. It's a collection of secrets and rituals that are trapped inside the Nganga. It's like a all the vibration of the energies. It's all in there. All the elements of the forces of nature, along with spirituality and the Mfumbe, to who the practitioner packs with. All that is in there, so the practitioner can utilize the powers of the forces of nature, utilize the Mfumbe, utilize everything that's in there that's going to help him in his life as a practitioner of the Palo Briumba Congo religion. All this is done to give the practitioner the authority, the strength, and the domain that's required for him, in order for him to practice the religion. A lot of people that have Ngangas, they use them for negativity, which is why this religion is so feared around the world, because this religion is extremely powerful. It's very, very strong. Once you're in front of a Nganga, you can feel that energy. It's really, really strong. And it really depends on the practitioner and his path as a practitioner, if you're going to use it for positive or negative. I use it for both, but I use the negative part when necessary. Like, I don't use it I do more of the positive stuff. I help, I try to help people. Like, when people come to me and they want to do something really, really bad. I mean, once you go to a gangulero and you have a problem, I try to like see what type of problem it is. And it's not always necessary to do somebody bad to fix a problem. Sometimes it's just them that they're just negative. And I try to clean people. I try to keep them from doing, you know, something worse. I mean, usually if you come to a practitioner, something's wrong. You know, it's like if you're a doctor, you know, if you go to the doctor already knows something's wrong with you. So it's the same with the ganguleros. You know, something's wrong. Either, you know, you're having relationship problems, or you can't get a girlfriend, or you have problem at your job. Or you have like specific problems with specific people, whatever it is. When you get a reading or a consulta, which is the same thing, the altar, the energies will let me know, and then we'll get down to fixing your problem. And depending on what it is, if it's something simple, well, it's something simple. If not, you know, we could get down to the nitty-gritty and help you out. There's people out there that are very, very open to spirituality. They have their third eye open. They just, you know, they don't have the guidance to know what's going on. There's a lot of kids out there that, you know, they see ghosts, they see energies, they'll see a negative energy or a positive, and they get scared because they don't know what it is. If you're a little kid and, you know, your parents take you to Catholic school and all that stuff, well, right there they teach you that all this spirituality is evil, and it, which is not. It's not evil. It's just a way of other religions trying to make us look like we're demonic, we're, you know, we're evil, and we're It's not true. It's not true. There's thousands, millions of people that can see, that can hear. I mean, that is why. What's the answer for that? Like, why couldn't people see? You know, why couldn't people tell you your future? Because it was given to us by Nsambi, and there's just other religions that don't accept that. They think it's evil. They think it's in the Bible. If you read it, if somebody can tell you your future, well, it comes from a demon, which is not true. Because this religion, in my Munanso, I try to help people. You know, I help people any way I possibly can so they can better their lives. So I give them guidance. And not every house, though. I mean, sometimes you go to practitioners and they just want to do damage, and that's just what they do. Like I said, there's good and bad brujos out there. There's good and bad practitioners, and there's a few good ones that are really, really good. I know a few good ones, and I came from a good house, so I practice. You know, I practice the positive. I try to do more positive than negative, because it just feels good. You know, negative. When I do negative, it's something that I have to do in order to, like, either keep somebody away from me or keep somebody away from whoever comes to see me. Stuff like that. There's a lot of people out there, like good, genuine, good-hearted people out there that just have a really, really, really hard life. Like, they can't get ahead. The jobs they're in, they're always getting laid off or fired, or they just have a hard life, man. They have, like, they get a girlfriend and she leaves, or they just struggle in life, in simple things in life. A lot of times, like 95% of the time, people like that are good, genuine people, but they're really, really open to spirituality, and they just don't know. They're practicing a religion that thinks this is evil, and they tell them, hey, if somebody sees things, they're evil. So they're just ashamed to say, hey, I can see ghosts, or hey, sometimes I hear voices, they tell me to go this way, don't go that way, stuff like that. They're being guided by their ancestors, and the religion they practice, you know, tell them that's evil, so they just try to hide it. And a lot of people like that are really genuinely good people, but they just have a hard life because they don't have no guidance. Like, if you come to a Munanso that's a good Munanso like mine, you're going to get guided. Like, everything's going to make sense. We already know what you went through because we went through the same thing, you know. So you're going to feel comfortable, man. You're going to feel like, oh, my God, that happens to me too, you know. And it's just, we teach you what's right, what's supposed to be taught to us since we were kids, but it wasn't, because our religions, they're just so brainwashed, you know. And there's kids out there that see ghosts and they see spirits, and they see that, and their parents are just so brainwashed that they don't know what's going on, so they take the kid to the doctor. And the doctor's like, well, he's schizophrenic, you know, or let's give him some, I forgot the name of that, retinol, I don't know what it is called. Excuse me if I said it wrong, but they start putting them on different medications, and there's really nothing wrong with them. They're just, their third eye is open, that's it. There's nothing wrong with that. All you do is just, you get guided, and you use it to your advantage, you know. If you have your third eye open, what happens there is you, if you come to a gangulero, he's gonna teach you how to clean yourself. He's gonna teach you how to act when you got negative energies. How to there's simple limpias that you can do, and so all those negative energies could just go away from you, you know. And all, you just let in the positive, and those positive energies are your ancestors, and they'll guide you all the way through your whole life, you know. And then sometimes people need negative around them so they can open their eye. Like, you know, if sometimes it's a little more in depth. I don't want to get too in depth, but sometimes we need a little bit of negativity so we can open our eyes because we're heading the wrong way. But yeah, if you're open to seeing spirits and all that, you need to get guided, because you're going to go crazy, or they're going to put you on medication. And it's so sad, you know, because there's a lot of kids on medication that they shouldn't be, man. They're just really, really, a lot of people with that are very spiritual like that usually have very, very hard lives, because it's just they don't know how to control the negative part, like the negative spirits. They just don't have no guidance and they don't know anybody. That's just so sad. You know, they get put on medication and they end up getting hooked on all that medication. It's just it's so sad, because in Zombie God, he gives you that it's like a superpower, you know. He gives you that superpower, and then you just have a hard life, because the people around you are just, they don't believe that. A lot of people I know, even family that listen to this, they're probably gonna be like, Hector's crazy and all that, but pretty soon you're gonna come to me and ask for help. So, you know, that's the way it usually happens. You know, people, you can go to church, you can pray, you can do all that, but if a brujo throws something really, really bad at you, believe me, bro, that praying ain't gonna help you. You need to do a physical act. You need to do rituals. You need to do something strong. You need a strong energy, like an enganga, to take all that negativity that another gangulero or another religion. You know, there's Wicca out there. There's a bunch of religions that are extremely strong, as strong as Palo. That, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be Palo. It could be another type of religion. You know, they throw you something very negative, and you're just having a bunch of accidents, and you feel bad. Your girlfriend left you. Now that you come to Palo. And we'll help you, you know. And a lot of times, there's no need to even be initiated in the religion. You know, all you need to really do is just go through some, you know, some limpias with some herbs or you know, there's a lot of different types of cleanings that we do. It just depends. You nobody can tell you, hey, you need a chicken. You need to get clean with a chicken. Nobody can tell you that. You got to go to a palero. You got to go to a gangulero practitioner, and he's got to put you in front of his altar, and his altar is going to say, this person needs herbs, and he needs this type of herbs, and he needs a lele, and he needs this, he needs sunga, he needs malafo, he needs all these certain things so they can get clean, because, you know, whatever negativity is on them, you know, they got death coming, or they just got... They got some kind of brujeria on them that doesn't let them think, or for whatever reason, you know. And, you know, you could clean them with a coco. You could clean them with a macaca. You could clean them with a lele. You could clean them with sunga, malafo, una funda. You could clean them with you know, whatever your muertos guide you to clean them with, and that's it. Not everybody is meant to practice this religion, but... A lot of times, like, say you're married, you guys been married for a good while, and things got kind of died down and all that. If you go to a gangulero, he can make that spark, you know. If you get a reading, you know, he can do some obras, he can do some rituals to spark up that marriage that you guys been dating. You guys been married for 20 years, and, you know, it kind of died down. There's things that you can do. There's things that ganguleros can do, you know, so to spark that up again, you know, because for whatever reason it died out with years of, you know, family, kids, and work and all that. It happens sometimes. Sometimes you need ganguleros for stuff like that, you know. Not only cleanings, we do love spells too, you know. Positive love spells, like for example, the one I just said. You know, you guys been together, it's dying out a little bit. You bring that spark, you go to a gangulero, boom, it's right back like when you were 20 again. Like I said, this religion has a lot of fame for all the negativity, but there's a lot of positive stuff on this, man. There's a lot of positive. That's why I love this religion so much, and I want people to hear me. You know, I want people to hear how wonderful and how beautiful and how strong this religion is. And it wasn't meant to only practice the negative part of it. A lot of people do. A lot of people do, and they love it. Some people are born to do bad all the time, to do negative, and they love it. I love doing good, you know. So that's the balance. I'm positive, they're negative, whatever. That's just the balance, you know. Not all people are the same. We're all different. We all practice the religion in different ways, in our own way. We all have different paths. We all have different goals. We all have different missions. And I like to go full blast on the things that I do. I do it with my heart. So this was episode 4. If you guys want to follow me on my Instagram, it's sticks_bones, sticks_bones. Or you can text me at 702-814-3140. I also have an email. My email is sticksandbones@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, you guys, and I'll see you next time.